My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's go to Goo next, because you made a gasp. He said Green Bay, and you huffed.
Oh,
and
no,
shook your head.
It was about the Dallas point, and I heard Bonte kill him this morning. He was right. Like, that, this little rivalry is hurting right now. But to me, I want to say in my heart the Rams, but I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said, start with the Niners. Are they the best team in the NFC? You're hesitating.
He's making a sour lemon face.
That's a hesitation sensation.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to be real. I keep it real when I say it. I don't feel
keep
that way
buck.
Right now.
Who
today.
Is? Who so is? You think
Greenlaw's
that...
injury
and
to
who
me
is?
Has changed. I said the Eagles, and I'll say the Rams. I'll go those two, I think,
name
were in front of the...
Name a defensive player on the Rams.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't like that. Hey, Boots, I didn't like that. I get that 10-2 every day.
I'm sorry. Well, we did. We liked that a lot.
I'm sorry.
That was a good laugh.
The Rams, I'm telling you, are going to be a problem, and they beat the... I like McVay.
No, they defense.
And the Eagles are talented, and they have some stuff going on. Well, now you add Barkley, and Sirianni kept his job. I think they're on a mission. I just don't like Greenlaw and the fact that I believe my man's calf is more serious than people are letting on. And
why do you think that?
Because it was an issue, and they kept him out. Like, this
what
is not
what tells
Madden.
You that's an issue? You like the Rams. They keep their whole team out of the preseason.
I get you.
Like, if Christian, like, if he had a hangnail, you'd be like, forget the preseason.
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
The last time McCaffrey got 200-plus touches back-to-back seasons, he got hurt that next season, which would be this one this year. And what I don't like about Kyle last year saying, when a reporter asked him about McCaffrey's touches, I don't even count. There ain't even a ticker. There needs to be a ticker, because you never use guys after him. He is everything right now to this offense. And I'm not saying or I want him to get hurt, but if he did, I'm worried.
Steiny, you think they're the best team in the NFC?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
They probably are.
And who's their biggest threat?
I think Philadelphia, maybe Green Bay. Maybe Green Bay. But I think the point, like, the one thing, and I'm going to switch a little bit here. Like, isn't the big thing with Purdy, you know what? You like Brock Purdy? You know what? He's pretty good. I like Brock Purdy. Okay. Let's see how much you like him at $50 million a year.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah,
you
four
summits
there.
Away from now. Can we do this summit first?
Yeah, no doubt.
Before we get to the 2027 summit?
The next summit needs to be at 8 a.m.
Right,
8 a.m. next summit.
I'm in next summit at 8 a.m.
Because it's
in the city, Matt.
It's important for this year. And what I'm saying is, if the 49ers fall short this year,
get a branch.
You're telling me you're going to go make Brock officially your franchise quarterback.
Wow.
And also acknowledge at the same time you're going to have less talent. on offense.
You may. The salary cap is manipulated. Not. You have no idea how it works. So, to your question, do the Niners have the best roster? I think the Niners are better than last year. Their quarterback room is deeper. I think their defensive line will work together better. Now, linebacker could be an issue early on. But you know what? We love D winners. Bethune from Florida State. Devontae Campbell's got a lot of pressure on him. We'll see about that. Offensively, I think they'll just build. But I was just in Philadelphia, and a lot of Eagles fans, Jason Dumas, shout out to him, he got married, and a lot of Eagle fans were there. And you know exactly who we were. Oh, you guys are the boys from 95.7. They have their eyes on the 49ers. Well, I have my eyes on the Philadelphia Eagles because nobody is talking enough about the Saquon Barkley move. They have a legit three-down running back. They're pissed off from last year. They haven't said anything. They're laying low in Brazil. I got my eyes on the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think when it's all said and done, they'll be there to challenge the Niners for their supremacy in the NFC.
Let me tell you something about a dynamic of a quarterback getting paid, and I mean this. In Philadelphia, they are way more skeptical and concerned about Jalen Hurts than 49er fans are about Brock Purdy.
They booed Santa Claus in Philadelphia. But they're skeptical about everything.
They lost Shane Steichen. They lost Shane. This goes back to losing their coordinator.
They don't like
Sirianni. Jalen Hurts doesn't respect Sirianni's X's and O's. That's a totally different conversation.
That is horrible. And that's Philadelphia fans. They freak out about everything.
And I'm not a Philadelphia guy. They don't like
Philly
Zoo.
I lived with him for 5 years. I'm like, dude, relax.
Lost
relax.
The center also. Lost the future Hall of Fame center. How do you answer? You think they're the best team in the NFC?
They are. They're the best team with the best coach in the NFC.
That being said,
they've beaten Green Bay multiple times, different iterations. They beat Jordan Love. They beat Aaron Rodgers with LaFleur. They have beaten Detroit. Just say it out loud. Jared Goff and Dan Campbell are going to beat Shanahan and Purdy?
Well, they were close last year.
Handguns.
Yeah. You know what, give Detroit credit. That was their first taste of the playoffs.
Okay.
And they scared the living daylight out of every single 49er fan in that stadium and on the couch. And they're going to get better.
Well,
their players are going to get better.
We'll see.
And they're going to taste. And Dan Campbell.
I don't trust Dan Campbell's X's and O's in a short week in the playoffs against Shanahan.
That was the game management last year.
The only guy that I fear.
But that's what they do. They drop the fourth down pass. Reynolds catches the pass. They're going to 31-10. No, game over.
I also want to give you one note on Detroit.
Yeah.
Because you've been in big on scheduling quirks.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
When Detroit comes here on December 30th, second to last week of the season, that will be only their third outdoor game all year. Their third and final outdoor game all year long.
But they're built for outdoors, though.
Detroit,
the way they play, their offensive line is one of the most physical offensive lines.
I can honestly say they're sort of built for this.
Jared Goff.
My I'm not saying they can't play outside. I'm saying that they play very well inside, and they get that.
But that's
all
a tough division.
Yeah.
Long.
So
I think
they
that's a tough division.
Yeah, no
doubt. Here's what I would say: like the 49ers have one combination that I am really petrified. It's Stafford McVay. The combo that's beaten them in an NFC Championship game. They've got what they were looking for. They got that opposite receiver, a Cooper Kupp. They have a ton of rookie and second-year defensive players. They got a white boy linebacker goo that you're going to love.
Yeah.
All right?
And they got two white boy receivers that are balling.
Absolutely.
But you know what? We did do it since the Rams going into the playoffs. Even Baldy came on the show. The team to fear is the LA Rams.
It is.
And they bowed out in the first round and went out to Detroit.
They have a
I am so sick of the Rams. The Rams won one game against the Niners. That was the most important game.
The Niners own
the freaking Rams. The Rams, McVay's Shanahan's son.
He has
He's
a Super Bowl. Can he really be his son?
I'm
stuck on the fact that Puka Nacua is white. Yeah, I didn't know. Where were you going with that? But anyway. This is the Summit in Fremont. Say hello. The Red and Gold Summit, thank you for all being here. We're nowhere near done. I want to go through each guy, though, and get an answer to this question. For the Niners to win a Super Bowl, and Bonte, you go first.
Ooh.
For the Niners to win a Super Bowl, blank needs to have a career year.
Ooh. I'm going with Nick Bosa again.
Wow, man.
I'm going with Nick Bosa. He's got to have the year he had 2 years ago, and he has to dominate to the point where offenses don't even want to draw play action passes his way. They don't want to run the ball his way. They want to double or triple team him, which frees up Leonard Floyd and Hargrave. My guy, number 97, Nick Bosa, has to have a monster slash career year for the 49ers to win that Super Bowl.
So if you're going to take him, I want to take someone like Jair Brown, who's going to be in the back end of that defense. But I'm going to take Brandon Staley and Nick Sorensen. Wow. The combination of them. If the Niners can get back to being a top five defense that's humming on all cylinders, and you have this secondary to go up against the Eagles wide receivers, the Rams wide receivers,
the Packers,
Detroit,
the Packers,
that is what can separate the 49ers defense from all those other defenses. So I'm going to say Sorensen in his first year with Brandon Staley.
Dibs.
Deebo Samuel. He's a game changer. He's a chain mover. And when he's healthy, their offense is completely different. Mm-hmm. The pre-snap motion, the jet sweep, you can be the running back. He's the yak boy. He's the boombox carrier. He matters so much more than just the catches. Brandon Ayuk is going to play. He's going to do exactly what he did last year, I would imagine. He's reliable. If McCaffrey's healthy, he's legit. Purdy is solid. If Deebo elevates and has a career year, your offense becomes unstoppable.
Well, the best friend.
That's for love.
The best friend of a good offense is obviously a great defense, and we hear cliches like defense wins championships. I'm going to answer that by saying Fred Warner, because that's the spot of my concern. Is Fred has been able to be the best linebacker in football at times because he's next to Dre, and now he's not. And I don't know what they're going to get out of that other position. I like D also, but we'll see how that thing all shakes out.
Save that sound.
Yeah, Fred.
Wow.
I like winter.
I like him,
but I need, Fred's going to have to be next level.
Save that back there in the studio.
That's for you.
He's blushing.
Go ahead, Steiny. Who's got to have a career
year? You can't take Juszczyk, Steiny. You can't take Juszczyk, all right?
He's down on Juszczyk.
Well, look at
be
it.
Careful talking about fullbacks. We got one in the building.
Yeah. Well, we got a real fullback in the building.
Wow.
We got a guy who actually carried the ball, not as a decoy. Anyway,
have you answered any
of the questions that we've asked yet today? Every time we bring something up, you're like, so I saw
it's
a movie
Brock
yesterday. Like, what are you doing here today? Go ahead.
All the guys you mentioned, they're terrific players. They all have a track record over years. Deebo, we know what he is. We know what all the 49ers are. We know what Brock Purdy is, but he's only done it for a year and a half. To me, it's got to be Brock Purdy.
What if he has a bad year but a great playoffs? Is that a career year? Like, Flacco, for example, had one of the great playoff runs I've ever seen. Eli Manning, great playoff. I'm just throwing that out there.
No.
Because Mahomes didn't have a career year last year. But in the playoffs,
I think it's highly unlikely if Purdy has a bad year, that means they're probably going to go into the playoffs as a 5 seed and that's going to make it tougher. Let me tell you who it's not.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trent Williams. That's who it's not.
Why are you down on him?
Why do you say that?
The only man in the world is down on him.
You see his mastiff dog, that big old black dog he had?
Oh, he's got a dog. Oh, he's got a big dog? Hey,
that dog
he's the greatest lineman of all time. Trent Williams.
Your take only counts if you say his name twice.
Right.
Trent Williams. Trent Williams.
Guru? Guru.
I'm going to shock you guys, and I find this as a fundamental flaw.
Jake Brendel.
About this player that wears number 85. And if he didn't play another down in the Niners, on the Niners, I would remember him for that New Orleans game years ago down in the Bayou. And watching the receiver doc, and I'll wrap it up on Netflix, lets me know this is the ultimate team guy, but he can do more. I'm not telling you he's Travis Kelce, but he has hands. And my last time mentioned in the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, being Bonte's plus one, the great John Taylor said he's told Kyle he would like the Niner offense to be to use George more in the passing game, and maybe that's my answer as to why their offense was so pedestrian all playoff long. So it's George Kittle. Forget blocking. That's not all his job. He can help you and be a mismatch downfield.
Yep.
So give me 85 more, and maybe you might be wearing some bling.
George Kittle.
Yes.
Is anybody,
I love it.
Yeah. Is anybody
Don't
hate
like
on me. Does ever, you know, the weaponry. Does anybody ever think, okay, Brandon Ayuk, oh, he's a great blocker as a wide receiver. Now you got George Kittle. Oh, he's a great blocker as a tight end.
What's your point?
My point is that who's your receiver? Deebo Samuel. He's a running back. Like, they don't have guys who fill traditional roles.
That's why they're so good. It's positionless football.
I don't know.
That's why Kyle's a genius. And
I like
remember,
that.
Was it? You'll remember the playoff game where they set Trent in motion, wiggle, wiggle, pow!
Dibs, it only worked.
It worked once.
They tried to do it again against the Rams.
It so
on third and seven. And my dad
I knew
like, you're running the same play.
I knew you
They ran it with use check. They ran it with use
check. And then they didn't go for it on fourth and three. They kicked the punt, dropped it down at the two, and Tart missed the interception.
The next play, Odell Beckham Jr., 30-yard catch, 15-yard
And that's when my dad started packing up the bag and he was ready to leave. He goes, Jimmy Garoppolo get the ball back.
Joe Shasky, the deuce, rest in peace. I'm glad he made it in the summit. I like your answer about Staley because I think Staley can maybe get in Kyle's ear. Hey, Kyle.
That's what I'm saying.
What about we go for it here, Kyle? Hey, Kyle. Fourth and four. What do you think?
Fourth and 11 at your own 11.
No.
Let's
four
go
and four at your own 43
against the Raiders.
You know what though?
Put Wisnowski on the shelf.
I actually like Presley Harvin better than Wisnowski.
No respect for Wisnowski. No respect for the kicking.
Let's take this man off the shelf. Look who's joining us right now.
Look at him.
Here's the boys.
You look like you play right now, man.
You inspired me. I saw you running the stadiums, running the stairs, hands up, panting. You were getting it in.
Philadelphia.
You did it once. You was like, I'll show you again. Let's go. And you had everyone. Hey. I mean, you had everyone's watching you. I was like impressed.
Hey, true story. Low Neal, Raiders training camp was like, Bonte, wake up and work out with me. I woke up and work out with Low Neal. Trust me, I almost died. Hey, Low Neal was like, young man, I'm surprised you made it. I thought you were going to quit. In my head, I was like, I wanted to quit 15 minutes ago. But we made it, Lodell.
He
brought breakfast, too.
We did it.
Shout
out, Lodell.
He did it.
I had a lot of great stories. Me and Goo, we went to a game together.
Oh, boy.
Let
me ask you a question.
Just keep your shoes on, please.
Oh, my God.
Keep
the pork rinds. The pork rinds.
You were there, courtside.
Yeah, the pork rinds.
Those are bad. I'm surprised that Dip fingers didn't fall off.
They look like chitlins, man.
Low Neal. I say Kyle Shanahan. You say what?
What do you say about the guy? He's a legend. I think that just Kyle Shanahan, what he's able to do with the consistency, how he's done it over the years. That's hard to do. I know we've been coming up short, you know, haven't won the Super Bowl. But to get in the playoffs, go ask a bunch of other teams how hard it is to get in there year in and year out and be successful.
Okay, you did that for the fans. Areas of improvement.
I think you got to get better on defense. I think last year your defense struggled. I think when you look at this year, you're going to play a team that's the Jets and a guy who knows your offense well. So Robert Saleh, the things that he's going to do, Dibble, you know that. He's going to be, hey, Diddle, let's bring them all up to Diddle.
No doubt. Yeah. And that, the offensive line's got to be able to keep old Quinn and Williams at bay.
Oh, they have.
I remember when you introduced me to Quinn at the Top Golf in Miami. And you were speaking knowledge. Oh. You were speaking life into young Quinn.
Oh, Dibbers with me.
Yes,
Ray
sir,
Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you should have seen Dibbs. Dibbs was the man.
Dibbers.
Oh, he was on it. He was on it.
I was hanging out with Kelly Olynyk. This guy's out there holding court with everyone.
Steiny's got a question for you.
No, I don't have a question for you. But when Kyle Shanahan's name comes up, here's the one thing that is universal. He is completely respected by all his peers. Everybody who coaches in the NFL thinks he's
a great coach.
It means that he's doing things that other coaches admire and envy. So, and he's doing something different than other coaches do.
They don't make a ring for that, though.
Don Nelson is that way.
Don Nelson was.
He just said today, Missoula is a better coach than Don Nelson.
He asked me,
what do you want? I mean, what do we do?
I want a championship, Butch. I want a championship.
I know, Butch, that's all I was saying.
This is all the Shanahan stuff is coming up, and you know this because there's what the NFL circle thinks of him, and that respect that you just referenced, Steiny. And then there seems to be something different out in the world of fans. Oh. To what do you attribute that?
I just think it's perception versus reality. When you just look around and you see all the fans are like, do they want him fired? No. you look at coaching. I think the talking heads that say, hey, let's win a Super Bowl. The Warriors look at the great dynasty now. And they're saying, okay, get rid of them. Is Kerr there? What's going on? It's tough, man. When you're playing sports and you're a coach, whoever you may be, look at Belichick. Here's a guy. Look at his legacy. It was unbelievable. One of the greatest coaches ever. And everyone wants to talk about, well, was it Tom or Belichick? What came first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, you got to have great players. You got to have great coaches. It goes hand in hand. If players win, yes, but you got to have coaches to make sure that you're being able to execute the plan. I mean, I've been on teams where you look at underachieved that should have won Super Bowl. The Chargers.
Marty Schottenheimer. Do you see comparisons?
Wow, man.
No, the reason why I hold Marty in high regard, right? But he didn't win big playoff games the way Kyle has. Do you see comparisons between Marty Schottenheimer and Kyle Shanahan?
You would have to say that you'd have to give – I love Marty. Rest in peace. Awesome guy. I'd run through a wall for Marty Schottenheimer. I mean, this guy knew how to get you fired up. And I thought, hey, playoffs, I think that later on in his career, he wanted to win so bad that sometimes logic went out. And sometimes players or sometimes coaches say, okay, they want to win so bad for the coach, you stop doing your job and you start trying to do too much. Marlon McCree, me and Dibs, we used to talk about all the time.
Marlon McCree.
Just fall down. Lay down.
Tell him that before the game, you. Before the game, he said,
I know. Okay, stop.
I love that Chargers team, man. You guys are good.
And those are the things that you just like, look, fall down the games, but a guy's trying to do too much. Why?
Trying to make a play.
But you got LaDainian Tomlinson to make a play with offense. 21. Man. You know, it's like lay down, let it go, let the offense come back and just kill the clock. And instead, you fumble the ball, give it to him on the short field, and it's over.
Yeah. So you bring up LT. How does McCaffrey avoid the 400 plus yard carries last year, the 400 touches, and do the unicorn thing that LT did?
What, LT, eight straight years
of 400 touches. How did he do it?
Well, you're looking at it right there.
Yeah.
Smooth sailing behind the big fouls.
Yeah.
No hits at the first level. He's not going to say it, but there's been a lot of internet stuff going around about LT's highlights, and I love to watch it because you see big old 41 sticking the big old money maker.
He was in the McNair doc.
No doubt.
I think a lot of it has to do. You got to be blessed. You got to be lucky. But you got to look at McCaffrey and LT. What do they have in common? I think people don't know. They don't take big shots.
That's right.
Yeah.
Elusive. Nope. You never seen LT get just knocked.
Squared up.
You don't really see that happen McCaffrey because they're able to get out of the way. They know how to get the last yards and get down. That's how you're able to do that. He's not like, you look at Jerome Bettis. Look how many times he used to care. But look, when Jerome would get close, what would you do? Just get on the ground.
Damn
big as
Smith.
He was.
Yeah.
So you have to be smart. McCaffrey didn't play preseason for a reason. They're going to have to lean on him. They're going to have to lean on him heavy this year because, and it's going to start early. You got the reason why him and LT, I think a lot of similar. they can do other things that a lot of backs can't do, and that's out of the backfield.
Yep.
You know that, man. What they do out of the backfield is just amazing.
Underrated, too, pass blocking in the backfield on third down, giving the quarterback time to throw the ball. Nobody talks about that stuff, Steiny, when it comes to blocking. McCaffrey, that's why Jordan Mason doesn't
Wait, say what?
Blocking.
Blocking.
What about
blocking matters?
McCaffrey.
Don't worry about it, Steiny. Thanks, please, thanks for putting your headset back on.
Saying McCaffrey has the luxury of running behind Juszczyk and Trent Williams.
Okay.
Listen, and Kittle.
This might be the most,
and
most,
and Aaron
most important.
And
I play with two left tackles.
Get him back on the rail.
Get on the rail. This might be the most important question any of us could ask Lo Neal. And first of all, Red and Gold Summit, Fremont Bank, thank you again, all of you, for being here. All three shows, and we're joined by the great Lo Neal. And I think this is, you're a great person to answer this moment for the 49ers, because you were on those Tennessee Titans that came a yard short in the
Dyson,
Super Bowl.
That's my bit.
Why you got to do that to Lo?
Because
they showed it in the McNair doc.
Yeah, because the 49ers just suffered a Super Bowl heartbreak. So you know better than anyone, how hard is it to get back up on to your feet and do it again after that?
It's tough. I mean, you saw the year before, Philadelphia Eagles go to Super Bowl. Cool. Last year looked like they fell off a cliff. Wasn't the same team. It's hard to get back. It's hard to win in the National Football League. What the Niners have been able to do under Kyle Shanahan, get back to two Super Bowls, but also just being able to compete at a high level. You think about what they've been able to do the last 5 years. Yeah, I know everyone wants Super Bowls, and I think that they have the talent to do it, but their window we know is closing. We get that.
Wow.
You've seen they just played Trent. You know, Debo's on the phone. You got to pay your quarterback. It's going to be one of those years. They got to figure this thing out. They got to find a way to get back. But, yes, it is very, very hard to get him back to the Super Bowl, and the odds aren't on their side. Let's be real.
Well, odds aren't on anyone's side, but
Kansas City, it is. I think when
you think, even it, like
you, gosh. No,
I mean, Vegas is going to pay you 6-1 if they make it.
Why so less odds? You look at Kansas City, what they went out and did last year. Posted, you guys talked about it. Last year was a year to Kansas City looked a little down. You went out and got better.
Steve Young said as much. That was the year for the Niners to beat the Chiefs.
Though.
Steve Young kept it real, saying that.
He told you guys.
You got someone better than the Chiefs. You got a guy that's just as fast as not faster than the Cheetahs.
Man.
Dibber.
Tell him.
The seven straight AFC championship.
He's from Fresno.
And once he four outside from being eight, man.
Biggest threat to the Niners NFC?
Biggest threat to the Niners in the NFC.
Oh man, it's three teams. You guys know that. You
Philly.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Go ahead.
You
Rams.
Gotta say Detroit.
Ooh.
You gotta say Green Bay's not bad. And guess what? The Rams, they play good ball and they're getting better.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.